Dr. Lei Ling. On behalf of my co-authors, I would like to present this abstract. Primary sclerosing cholangitis, or PSC, is a chronic, inflammatory, and progressively fibrotic liver disease without effective medical intervention. Pruritus is a common, distressing, and under-recognized condition in these patients and associate with poor sleep quality, depression, and reduced quality of life. The pathogenesis of pruritus is incompletely understood. Recently, bile acids have been shown to activate the MRGPRX4 receptor located in the sensory neurons to induce itch. Out of them, and previously known as NGM282, is an engineered FGF19 analog that inhibits bile acid synthesis by activating the FGFR4 beta closure receptor located on hepatocytes. In a phase 2 trial in patients with PSC, the use of autofermin resulted in improvements in fibrosis markers without affecting alkaline phosphatase. In this analysis, we determine whether certain bile acid species may be related to pruritus and correlate changes in individual serum bile acids with patient-reported outcome measures of pruritus. In this double-blind, placebo-controlled trial, we randomly assigned 62 patients with PSC to receive autofermin 1 mg, 3 mg, or placebo for 12 weeks. Each related quality of life was measured with the use of a validated instrument, the 5D-itch multidimensional questionnaire, at pre-specified intervals during the 12-week intervention period. The 5D-itch scale ranges from 5 to 25, with higher scores indicating worse itch-related quality of life. We also collected fatigue numeric rating scale range from 0 to 10, with higher numbers indicating more severe symptom. At baseline, the mean age in the entire cohort was 43 years, duration of PSC, 8 years, 5D itch score, 10.4, fatigue score, 2.4, serum total bile acids, 30 micromolar. At week 12, the mean change from baseline in the 5D itch score was a decrease of 1.3 in the autofermin 3 mg group, as compared with an increase of 0.6 in the placebo group. Changes in multiple dimensions, including pruritus disability, pruritus degree, pruritus distribution, and pruritus direction, trended in favor of autofermin as compared with placebo. Difference in favor of autofermin was also observed for fatigue numeric scale, with a decrease of 0.7 with autofermin 3 mg and no change with placebo. During the intervention period, the mean serum bile acid levels decreased from baseline with autofermin treatment. In particular, the more toxic hydrophobic bile acids, such as glycocholic acid and glycoquinodeoxycholic acid, were significantly reduced in the autofermin arms. Correlation analysis revealed that at baseline, pruritus severity by 5D-itch correlated with serum concentrations of glycocholic acid, but not with other parameters such as ALKFOS, ALT, AST, C4, or ELF. Notably, changes in pruritus severity from baseline to week 12 correlated with changes in glycocholic acid and glycoquinodeoxycholic acid. In contrast, changes in fatigue severity did not correlate with bile acid levels. In summary, autofermin-reduced serum bile acids, especially the more toxic hydrophobic bile acids in patients with PSC. Treatment with autofermin was associated with a trend of improvement in pruritus and fatigue. Reductions in serum glycocholic acid and glycoquinodeoxycholic acid correlated with reductions in 5D itch score. Overall, these results indicate that specific bile acid species may serve as pruritogens as well as markers of response to autofermin treatment. This concludes the presentation. Thank you for listening.